Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Chuck Grassley about the budget, Affordable Care Act, and Veterans Day. This is part two of a two-part interview. Do you have any remarks about the budget conference? What do you see as priorities with that?
I see as priorities one of two things. Either continuing down the road where we have sequestration, where we know that we're going to save money. For instance, 14 would be less than 13, and 13 was less than 2012. First time since the Korean War that's been the situation. We're on a path to lowering the deficit very significant. So that shouldn't be given up. Now, that idea came from the White House in the summer of 2011 and is the law today. So the president wants to change it. I don't understand why he wants to change something that's working. But if he wants to change that, we have to compromise to change that, then what I would expect from my point of view as a negotiator is that we get some tax reform and we get to work to reform Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
All right. And then again, switching gears, do you have any remarks about the Affordable Care Act and the issues with the website?
Well, I think the website is a symptom of greater problems, and those greater problems are coming out now. The president says 4 years ago during the campaign, if you like what you have, you can keep it. I think about 11 million people are going to lose their health care insurance. They'll have to go to the exchange and buy something maybe more expensive there. He said in 2008 campaign, you'll save $2,500 per person, or I mean $2,500 a year on your policy. And instead it's coming out $2,500 more on average. So that's the major problems. It's not being well received. And the website is just a symptom of bigger problems.
Would you have any advice for Iowans that are having issues with the program?
Well, even though I voted against it, it is the law of the land. And you want it to work for the benefit of those people that want insurance. It's just too bad that it's going to cost more and you aren't going to be able to have what you had. But I think you're just going to have to stick with the website until it starts working and go through the process of getting your insurance. I suppose another class of people I could give advice to is if you're eligible for Medicaid, sign up for Medicaid.
And then lastly, Veterans Day is next week. Do you have any remarks about Veterans Day for us?
Yes. We need to honor our veterans. We need to thank them for fighting to preserve this country as an independent nation and the constitutional freedoms and liberties that go along with our former government. We have great obligations to those people that have served to make sure we deliver on the educational and health responsibilities that we have to them. And we obviously, besides thanking them as individuals, families are a great part of any service person, particularly those that are overseas. And there's a great deal of sacrifice by family members, and they need to be thanked as well.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Chuck Grassley about the budget, Affordable Care Act, and Veterans Day. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.